This is Mizzou Music, a weekly celebration of all things MU School of Music. A regular guest on the program is back. It's pianist Peter Miyamoto. He's got a recital coming up this Friday, September 30th at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mozart is in the air, along with some other people.
Yes.
Every semester, the faculty is expected to offer a recital to concertize for the public, students.
Every year.
How did you select your repertoire?
Actually, these pieces are all very beautiful. They're just some of the most beautiful music I know. The reason why I chose these pieces, however, is a little bit more serious. It's just that about a year and a half ago, I lost one of my former teachers, Claude Frank. And in the time since, I have been thinking a lot about our time together and what I learned from him, kind of re-evaluating those years. I just wanted to, in a way, dedicate this program to him and was thinking of pieces that, when I worked with him, they really meant something to me. So,
where did you study with him and what did he give you?
I worked with him. My main teacher at the Curtis Institute of Music was Leon Fleischer. However, when Leon Fleischer was so busy that when he was out of town, I saw Claude. And so that was for 4 years at Curtis. And then at Yale, I spent 2 years with him during my master's. Gosh, you know, I'll be honest with you, which is that while I was studying with him, I didn't really know what I was getting. In many ways, for instance, Fleischer is so eloquent and so inspiring. Every lesson you kind of walked out of the room levitating on these high ideas. And then I would play for Mr. Frank, and I don't think I really understood what I was getting at the time. It was really years later, it's actually in the last, you know, maybe 10 or so years, that one of the voices that comes back most in my head is actually Mr. Frank's and all the things that he instilled in me. And a lot of it was actually much more about being really honest as a musician in the product that you put out and going all the way with reaching as far as you can, because it really, in this field, with music this great, when you're talking about music written by the likes of Mozart or Schubert or Schumann, it's almost an impossible ideal to attain. So just to keep going and doing your best, really.
I co-host a show on our sister station, our big sister station, KBIA, the mother station, called Thinking Out Loud. And on last week's program, I interviewed a retired professor of geography about a new book he has out about the neighborhood in which he grew up. And I asked him why do this at this time. And he said, well, as you get on in years, not that you, Dr. Miyamoto, are that old, but he said, as you get on in years, you start to reevaluate where you came from and those forces that were important to you. It almost sounds like Mr. Frank's passing has inspired you, motivated you to select some music to honor him.
I hate to admit it, but I have to admit there's some truth in that, that I do feel I'm at a point where I am very much reevaluating and looking back and also looking forward to, you know, the remainder of my career, what I can put forward and also where I want to put my energies. So.
The recital that's coming up this Friday, the pieces by Mozart, Schubert, and Schumann, are they pieces that you know by heart and you could play in the dark, or do you still have to rehearse for a recital?
Oh, yes, you have to. It's one of those strange quirks that pianists and vocalists are still memorizing their whole program. So here I am faced with a two-hour program that I will walk out on a tightrope without the net of music in front of me. And it's a different beast. And right now I'm in an incredibly busy period where I'm playing lots of different programs. And this is kind of the odd one out, because a lot of the other ones are collaborative and I'm usually using music. So it's a different beast. I know the music very well. I've never performed the Schubert, actually, in a way that's new. I studied it when I was in college, but I'm performing it for the first time, so that's the hardest. The other two I've performed over the years at various points, but you know, you still have to stick all those notes up there in your head.
Thank you. advice for young pianists who may be hearing this, who are having a hard time getting over the hump with that piece the teacher has put in front of them right now?
Oh, right. Well, I mean, learn the language of music, because all music is harmony, melody, and rhythm. And, you know, at all points, I'm thinking of one of those aspects as kind of primary, but that's what's getting me through the pieces. And the more aware you are of that, I would just say one of the big pitfalls of young pianists is relying on muscle memory. The minute you walk out on stage, that's the first thing to go. That's not wise.
Free advice there from pianist Peter Miyamoto. He'll be performing this Friday, September 30th at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus, a program of a Mozart Sonata in B-flat major, Franz Schubert's Impromptus, and Kreisleriana by Robert Schumann. Dr. Miyamoto, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much, Trevor.